The WWE is coming back to Winnipeg. WWE Live Holiday Tour hits Bell MTS Place Saturday, December the 8th. Checking in with me for a few minutes is a member of the New Day with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, Big E Langston, on the phone. Hey, brother.
How's it going?
Awesome. So this trio, the New Day, has been mega successful on two fronts. There's the five tag team titles and the longest reign in WWE history, but also the gimmick. It's all about the fun, the humor, the dancing, throwing stuff to the fans. I can't even imagine what an adrenaline rush that must be, right?
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, I honestly, that's kind of what keeps you going through, is because the travel can be a bit of a grind and you're on the road, you know, over 250 days a year. But going out there and really having the fans have your back and chant for you, and that feeling, there's nothing like it. So it's an incredible feeling and something that we always look forward to. And it brings us so much joy to be able to make people laugh and smile and entertain. And that's what we really love doing.
Now, speaking of an adrenaline rush, you played football for Iowa and injuries forced you to take a different path. Had you been a wrestling fan as a kid?
Yeah, I was a huge wrestling fan as a kid. I watched a lot of WCW and WWE. Actually met Goldberg at a signing when I was probably around 12 years old. So I loved wrestling. I watched with my dad. And it was something that was a big part of my life as a child. But for some reason, it never crossed my mind that I could do this for a living. So I never, you know, I watched, and then that was kind of it. Never really thought about doing this until it was just kind of presented to me as an option when I was about 23. So I'm extremely fortunate to be doing this for a living.
Seems to have worked out okay. Winnipeg, of course, is a huge wrestling town, as you probably know. Jericho and Kenny Omega call Winnipeg home. Didn't you guys in the New Day compete against Omega and the Young Bucks, also known as the Elite, in that Street Fighter V battle at E3 this year?
We did, in video games, you know, and it was really cool to do because you don't see a lot of that cross-promotion between WWE and New Japan, and even though it wasn't in a wrestling match, so many people were excited just to see all six of us together and competing and having fun, and just to see the excitement for the fans was extremely cool. And there's such a big crossover between wrestling culture and video game culture that it just made sense. So hopefully that's the first of more things to come between us, and it just hopefully opens more doors.
Are you a big video game guy yourself?
You know, I definitely played as a kid, but I didn't play, and in college too, we played a lot. But I kind of relaxed just when I got on the road and started wrestling. It wasn't really, I was having trouble finding time to play. But then David really opened things up when he started with the gaming channel. And he started bringing his PlayStation on the road. And then Kofi started bringing his PlayStation on the road. And then after a while, we look around at SmackDown alone. And sometimes you look in the locker room and there's like six different PlayStations set up. So it's great. It's really gotten me back in. Right now I'm playing a lot of NBA 2K. I love UFC 3. That's really my favorite video game right now. So he's definitely got me full force back into being a gamer.
Nice. Now, the New Day is hilarious. You guys created your own cereal called Bootios. What's that about?
It's pretty incredible. We looked around a few years ago and said, there hasn't been a wrestling food product in years. You know, back in the day when we were kids, we had the WWE ice cream bars. You just had, you know, it's stuff that's fun for kids to be able to consume images of their favorite wrestlers. And we thought it would be cool to have something like this. So we all kind of sat around, and it seemed to happen pretty organically. And then we were able to partner with FYE. And after a couple of years, you know, the first run, we thought maybe we'll put them out real quick and maybe it'll be out for like 3 months. But now I think we're over 2 years, almost 3 years in, and we still go to FYE. And FYE.com and buy Bootio. So it's pretty ridiculous, but pretty incredible. I never in my wildest dreams would imagine that I would have a cereal.
It's something else to throw out to the fans. And lately it's been pancakes, right? What's the story with that?
Exactly. So it was very random. We had a lumberjack match with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens almost a year ago. And Woods was on the floor. And obviously he wanted to be the chief lumberjack. And obviously a lumberjack has a flannel. He has a good wool hat. And he eats pancakes. So Woods came out with the pancakes. And it's honestly as simple as that. The next week we thought, hey, do we want to do pancakes again? Sure. And we asked Vince if it was cool. And Vince said, yeah, that's fine. Do pancakes again. And that was the sole reason, because we had a lumberjack match one time. We thought it was funny. And we've been doing pancakes ever since. So it's just stuff like that we find that makes us laugh for some reason. I don't even know why it's funny, huh? But it is, so we just kept doing it.
That's incredible. This past week, speaking of food, on SmackDown, the New Day engaged in a Thanksgiving feast fight with The Bar. You guys are dressed as pilgrims. That's a good look for you, by the way, the pilgrim look. That's solid.
I wasn't mad at it. It came together quite well, actually.
Oh, my God. You took Sheamus out with a turkey. I'll say this. I would love to be a fly on the wall during your brainstorming sessions.
Oh, well, yeah, it's all so ridiculous. But, you know, I get that a lot of our fans who want to see the more gritty, hardcore side of wrestling, and I completely get that. But there are also fans who like the fun stuff and like the food fights and want to laugh. So we just want to offer an alternative to that, and we want people to have fun. That's the name of the game. The E in WWE is for entertainment, and we want people to be entertained.
Used to be the concealed weapon. Now you're hucking turkeys around.
Exactly.
Follow Big E on Twitter at WWE Big E. It's hilarious. The feed, the WWE Live Holiday Tour, hits Bell MTS Place on Saturday, December 8th. Big E Langston, we'll look forward to whatever shenanigans you and the New Day come up with. Thanks for checking in.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.